Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. You know, the Lord has chosen you and me and those who would follow him and obey him. He chose you. God knows all things, and he told Jeremiah the prophet that he knew him before he was born. King David said in Psalms 139:16, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So God chose you before you were born. He knew your heart. You didn't know what type of heart you had, but God knew you would be sensitive to his call, and so he chose you. I love how John says what the Lord said. Jesus was talking to his disciples in the 15th chapter, and he said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. You know, Jeremiah and David both said that before they were even born, the Lord knew them. He was watching. He saw them being formed in their mother's womb. So he says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So Jesus not only knew them before they were born, but he chose them to be his disciples. He chose them to bear fruit, to do a specific thing. So he establishes with his disciples that they are to bear fruit in verse 16. Let's look back at verses 1 through 8 of the 15th chapter. He tells them they cannot bear fruit on their own. He tells them, you cannot bear fruit on your own. Verse 4. And then in verse 5, he tells his disciples the only way that they can bear fruit is to remain in him. I like how John 8:31 records that Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the only way that they can bear fruit is to remain in him. How do they remain in him? They remain in him by abiding in his word. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So remaining in Jesus and in his word will enable you to bear fruit. What type of fruit is the Lord looking for? Are you walking in the fruit of the Spirit? Well, Galatians 5:22 tells us what kind of fruit the Lord is looking for. Paul said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So he is looking for us to bear fruit. And the fruit that he is looking for is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Next week, we're going to be talking about the characteristics of love, some of the fruit that God is looking for in our lives. We're going to be talking about those characteristics of love, the characteristic of joy, the characteristic of peace. We're going to be talking about those fruits that the Lord is looking for us to bear. Tune in next week. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.